Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we're still journeying through phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. We've learned how devotion builds foundation, how the inner house holds power, how sovereignty anchors security, how wholeness multiplies wealth, and how divine union fuels alignment. Now it's time to talk about order, because overflow isn't random. It's rhythmic. It follows alignment, but it's sustained by order. You can have faith, but without order, you'll fumble it. You can have wisdom, but without order, it will drain you. You can have divine ideas, but without order, they'll stay floating in the unseen. Everything in the universe flows according to law. From the rising of the sun to the orbit of the stars, even energy respects sequence. Order is not restriction. It's revelation. It's how the invisible becomes visible. It's how heaven translates into earth. We like to call it structure in business, systems in life, boundaries in relationships, but metaphysically, it's all the same, divine order. And divine order isn't just neatness, it's nourishment. It's what allows your life to handle more without collapsing under the weight of blessing. So today, we're going to talk about the kind of order that doesn't stifle your spirit. It supports it. The kind that doesn't replace flow. It refines it. The kind that makes overflow not just possible, but inevitable. So take a deep breath and let the energy of discipline meet the ease of grace. And say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Let me be honest. My life didn't start in chaos. It started in control. I built my success from structure. If I saw an example of excellence, I studied it, mirrored it, mastered it, and refined it until it worked for me. That's how I built businesses, systems, and strategies that produce real results. Order was my safety net. It gave me peace when life felt unpredictable. It made me feel protected because if I could organize it, I could manage it. And truthfully, that discipline blessed me. It created outcomes that others called impossible. But then something began to shift. I started noticing that there were things structure couldn't fix. Timing I couldn't force, doors I couldn't open through logic, manifestations that didn't fit the pattern of process. I had always believed in systems. That's in my DNA. But some of what I began to experience couldn't be systemized. It wasn't linear. It was energetic. It was intuitive. It was God, moving differently than my spreadsheets could predict. That's when I started using phrases like, I'm just flowing with it. Not because I didn't value order, but because I was learning that flow was a form of order I couldn't yet explain. It was divine order. The kind that doesn't follow logic, but still lands in precision. I wasn't rebelling against structure. I was outgrowing the version of it that made me feel in control. Because control and order are not the same thing. Control comes from fear. Order comes from faith. And what I didn't realize was that even though I had systems that worked, they were still places where energy leaked. Not from laziness, but from closure. Projects that lingered even after the lesson was complete. Relationships I maintained out of habit instead of harmony. Spaces that felt organized on the surface, but energetically cluttered underneath. Because sometimes, order isn't about what you're doing. It's about what you're done with. It's about giving energy an endpoint so it can recycle into new creation. That's when I learned the real truth about order. It's not rigidity. It's a rhythm. It's not control. It's circulation. It's not perfection. It's permission for peace to expand. And that's the sacred rebuke. Most people think flow and order are opposites. But the highest form of flow is ordered energy. It's when discipline and divinity dance together. So I stopped worshiping process and started honoring placement. Because the moment everything found its rightful place, even the things I released, overflow, started to find me. Order didn't shrink my freedom. It secured it. And once I understood that, I stopped asking for miracles I wasn't prepared to hold. Because the blessing doesn't disappear. It just waits for the container. Let's go to the word for a moment. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Now, we've heard that verse preached as if it's about rules, but it's really about rhythm. Because divine order isn't just neatness, it's harmony. It's the structure that allows spirit to flow freely without friction. Order isn't meant to restrict you. It's meant to release you. When things are done in order, energy can circulate. When life is in alignment, overflow has direction. Proverbs 24:3-4 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." That's divine order in motion. Wisdom builds it. Understanding sustains it. Knowledge fills it. This is not about architecture. It's about alignment. Because the house is symbolic of consciousness. When the inner house is ordered, the outer one naturally fills with abundance. Luke 16:10 reminds us, "Whoever is faithful with little will also be faithful with much." This isn't just about money. It's about management. It's about stewardship of energy, attention, and intention. Because overflow comes to those who've proven they can handle it. See, divine order is the preparation for overflow. It's not punishment. It's positioning. And when things feel delayed, it's often because spirit is rearranging the shelves of your life, making sure there's space for what's meant to come next. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can't pray for expansion and then resist organization. You can't cry out for increase and still cling to chaos, because God won't pour into a container that can't hold what's holy. Overflow doesn't happen by accident. It happens by alignment. When you put things in their proper place, the blessing can find its path. Because order isn't the opposite of flow. It's the framework of it. And once you understand that, you'll realize that divine order is the gatekeeper of overflow. Metaphysically, order is energetic architecture. It's how invisible power takes form. It's the law of placement, where every idea, intention, and impulse find its rightful space to flow. Energy without order is like light with no lens. It shines, but it can't focus. It scatters instead of shapes. And the moment you give it structure, the same light becomes vision. Neville Goddard said, "Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality." That's order in motion, aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions so they all serve the same unseen design. Because when your inner world is arranged in harmony, the outer world can't help but reflect it. Florence Scovel Shinn called this divine order. She taught that when we affirm, divine order is established in my mind, body, and affairs. We're not just asking for tidiness. We're commanding coherence. We're inviting the universe to resequence itself around our highest truth. Order is coherence. It's the alignment of vibration, intention, and receptivity. And that's why you can't have overflow without it, because overflow requires organization of energy. In business, we call it systems. In life, I call it stewardship. In spirit, I call it sacred sequencing. They all mean the same thing, a clear channel through which the divine can flow consistently. When I began to view systems as spiritual, everything changed. Automation became affirmation. Processes became prayers. SOPs became sacred opportunities for peace. Because when I systemize my energy, not to control it, but to honor it, I'm creating space for overflow, to enter and stay. That's what most people miss. Overflow doesn't just visit. It dwells where there's structure. Metaphysically, order is the vibration of trust. It says, I believe so deeply in divine timing that I'm preparing space for what's already mine. It's not rigidity. It's readiness. It's telling the universe, I've cleared the clutter. I'm ready to receive. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can't magnetize abundance while entertaining disorder. You can't claim expansion when your energy is scattered across unfinished things. You can't hold the divine if your hands are still holding chaos. Because order is faith embodied. It's evidence that you trust the blessing enough to make room for it. And that's when overflow comes, not as a surprise, but as a natural consequence of divine organization. Now take a deep breath. Let yourself soften. Order isn't about perfection. It's about peace. It's not about control. It's about capacity. Now let these questions bring clarity to where your overflow is waiting for room to arrive. Number one, where in my life or business does chaos still disguise itself as creativity? What systems or rituals could I create to channel that energy without restricting my flow? Number two, what does divine order feel like in my body? When I'm aligned and at peace, how does that vibration differ when I'm scattered or rushed? Number three, what am I holding on to that no longer belongs in my energetic ecosystem? Is there a project, relationship, or responsibility that's complete but still occupying space? Number four, what unfinished loops keep whispering at me? Where do I need to give closure, not as punishment, but as preparation for new expansion. Number five, how do I treat structures in my life? As sacred or as suffocating? What small mindset shift would help me see order as a spiritual container, not a constraint? Number six, if my life were a system of energy, what needs to be reorganized for flow to increase? Think beyond logistics. Where does energy pile up, stagnate, or get diverted from its true purpose? Number seven, where have I built structure for others, but not for myself? How can I begin honoring my own peace as the foundation for the order I create around me? Number eight, what would overflow look like if it arrived today? Do I have space, energetically, physically, emotionally, to hold it? What needs to shift so the blessing has a home when it comes? Here's the truth. Overflow is not a miracle. It's a management system. It's not luck. It's alignment. And it's not random. It's rhythmic. Everything that flows in divine abundance moves through divine order. Even creation itself follows sequence. Light, then form. Water, then land. Breath, then being. God never rushed what was becoming. Every stage prepared the next. And that's the lesson. Order is not delay, it's design. When your life is in order, everything knows where to go. Your money, your ideas, your energy, your peace. You stop losing time in confusion. You stop leaking power into chaos. You stop begging for blessings you're not structured to hold. Because order creates overflow. It turns someday into sustained. It transforms I'm waiting into I'm ready. The world loves spontaneity, but heaven loves stewardship. And when you understand that, discipline becomes devotion. Structure becomes sanctuary. Systems become sacred. That's why I no longer see order as something that limits me. I see it as the evidence that I've grown enough to handle more. It's not control anymore. It's confidence. It's not rigidity. It's readiness. Order is how I tell the universe I'm prepared for the promise. It's how I honor the flow that fuels my freedom. Because when your life is organized around peace, your abundance can finally find you. Not through striving, but through sequence. Not through panic, but through preparation. So say it with me, out loud or in your heart. Divine order governs my life. Every space, every system, every thought is aligned with peace. My structure supports my spirit, and I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in peace, in structure, and in divine order that makes overflow inevitable. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.